Tonight, it's the NFL draft. Our coverage starts at 6:30. And the man who anchors it from Detroit, Bob Sturm, will join us coming up here at 8:55. See what the Cowboys will do at 24. Bob's got some thoughts on that. He is invested in this draft, Rich.
He is.
Maybe even more so than our current guest that we're about to talk to. And that is the owner and GM of the Cowboys, Jerry Jones, who joins us on our hotline.
Good morning, man. Good morning. Good to be with you. Good. Having fun.
Doing it. Happy draft day.
Thank you. And it's good to hear old Rich Phillip with you. it's good that Rich is all in with you. He's all in.
No doubt, Jerry.
That's the big catchphrase. All in.
Did you like that when I gave that all in?
Yeah, he said it like five times.
Made you last week. I hope you like that. I don't know what I was saying, to be quite honest with you. I'd gotten into Gene's pill bottles pretty hard. But, yeah, I took something called Xanax or Xanax or something.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, that's Xanax. Yeah.
That should be prescribed.
Yeah. And then I took two or three little gummy bear looking things that I found in Jerry Jr.'s room because I wanted some candy, and that made me feel funny.
Well, yeah, hopefully you'll have a clear mind tonight when it comes to number 24 in the first round.
Far clear. I want to start off telling your viewers right now,
listeners,
once again, and repeating, as it were, that we are all in.
Oh, boy.
We are all in.
All right.
We are all in a heap of trouble out here, so please pray for us.
Well, you did lose a lot in free agency, and you didn't really sign anyone. And
we are also all in a state of panic out here. It's total chaos at the start. Lots of disagreement. I want to take a sexy wide receiver, get us a bunch of touchdowns. That's what I want. Oh. Mike McCartney, he wants an offensive lineman.
Yeah.
And Jerry Jr. wants us to take one of the Ninja Turtles in the draft. But I think Donatello is the one he's all high on right now.
Okay. Gosh.
But I had to tell him that that the Ninja Turtles aren't real, and he hadn't come out of his room for 3 days.
Oh, man.
Just heartbroken. Totally heartbroken. Well,
that's a tough one in the family, I guess, as you get ready for that. War room's always a family affair, too.
It is. It is.
Non-Spalding.
Yeah, there's Spalding, and then I think there's about seven or eight non-Spaldings now. And I'd love for it just to be me in the room there, but Jean makes me invite the whole family because she gets catered and all this stuff, so it's got to be that whole such total chaos. But but I've done a lot of research to find us an impact player in the first round.
Okay.
Yes, and when I say I've done a lot of research to find us an impact player in the first round, I mean I was drunk and eating scrambled eggs off of strippers' milk bags and threw some darts at names on a cork board. That's what I mean.
I don't know if that's research.
A lot of details there.
Say it in a different way. But I want to tell you first and your viewers, I want them to be the first to know that the first person that the Cowboys will draft is going to be Zeke Elliott out of the unemployment line.
Okay, we did hear about that you had talks with Zeke. How'd that go?
You know, it went pretty well. Zeke only felt me up two times during the interview. He loves honking them. He just loves honking them.
He doesn't care.
He does not care. He doesn't care at all.
Okay, so Zeke's coming back and running back.
Zeke's coming back.
Need a draft there.
That's as it should be.
Need a draft. Now, I have to confess, I'm a little behind in my draft preparation.
Okay. Not surprising.
A few hours.
Because Steven and the rest of the Cowboys coaching staff spent the past week trying to convince me that they moved the draft to Saturday this year.
So you missed the first 2 days, right?
And I finally caught on to their ploy yesterday when they gave me a coupon for a weekend spa trip to Orchids of Asia to get out of town this weekend.
Somehow that gets worked in. Wow. That's amazing.
So,
is that a bingo?
So now I'm trying to pack it in and learn everything I can about the players in this draft. And I tell you what, I've really been having a time making fun of Steven's old lady glasses. You see him wearing them old lady glasses.
Yes. That happens, though.
God, that cracks me up. It makes it look like he should be hanging out with the rest of the Golden Girls playing canasta. Love it. Love it. He looks so dumb. And I feel, I do. I feel it's my job as a father to make fun of him, to keep him psychologically injured so I can control him better. Just like any good parent.
I don't know if that's really the role of a father, but yeah.
Well, that's and Jean agrees with me on this. At least I think she does. She hadn't spoken to me since I diluted the kid pile a little bit too much.
Oh, my God.
A few too many errors now, but I'm real hopeful in the draft. We're looking forward to it. I hope the Cowboys are excited.
I don't know if they are or not, Jerry.
I have to confess, I am starting to wonder what's going to happen sooner, me winning another Super Bowl or me trying to explain to Jesus all them extra kids I had in the house. But we're going to do it. We're going to have
a good draft,
and it's going to be real positive. And I encourage everyone to tune in and watch the chaos in the Cowboys war room.
Yeah, it's always
a scramble. Spalding has to have help cutting his pancakes. Good morning.
We'll see you. There goes Jarrah.